KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at some postseason honors. First, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its Sol Conference volleyball selections. First team picks include Jade Hayes and Taylor Pevstorf of Coon Rapids Bayard. Boyer Valley's Anna Puck from Exira EHK, Sophia Peppers, and Sydney Young were first team selections, along with Arweva's Emily Danner, Megan Carey of Peyton Sherdan, Avery Schlebaugh, and Emma Honish of Glidden-Ralston, and also Madison Gettler of CAM were all first team, all conference selections. Among the second team picks, Caitlin Winnett of Coon Rapids Bayard, Emily Baker of Coon Rapids Bayard, Grace Reinecke of Boyer Valley, Bailey Robertson of Exira EHK, Paige Lampman of Arweva, Grace Geisler and Jenna Byers of Peyton Sherdan, Macy Tickner of CAM, Chloe Gilgan of West Harrison, and Hope Shearer of Woodbine, all were second-team selections. Western Iowa Conference also had its all-conference volleyball teams announced. On the first team, Brooklyn Hunt of Tri-Center, Kayla Chapman of Trainer, Lily Dehir of Tri-Center, also Reagan Stevie of Missouri Valley, Sienna Black of Trainer, Carter Crispin of Missouri Valley, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, and Callie Ekman of Tri-Center make up the first team. Second team picks include Emma McDonald of Tri-Center, Matea Peters of Griswold, Connor Sudman of Trainer, Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Kate Wise of AHSTW, Sydney Huseman of Trainer, along with Gabriella Cadwell and Caitlin Mulbauer, both of IKM Manning on the second team. Also in the football postseason lists, the Class 1A District 7 All-District football team announced. First team selections include from AHSTW, R.J. Harris, Gabe Pauly, Sam Peterson, AJC, and Drake Partridge. From IKM Manning, first team picks include Jared Johnson, Carter Earlmeyer, Austin Arnholtz, along with Marshall Henson. OABCIG had Chase Devitt, Isaac Endrelat, and Tyler Anderson on the first team. Missouri Valley's first team picks include Skeeter Bostwick and Tom Reef, along with Nathan Haynes. Logan Magnolia had Colby Morrison and Matt Sutmilk on the first team. Trainers Seth Young and Kyle Christensen were first team picks, along with Tri-Centers Ben Sorensen and Bryson Freeberg. Cole Boyer of ACGC, also a first team pick. Among the specialists, Luke Clausen of Trainer, Chase Contreras of Missouri Valley, the kicker, the place kicker, Kyle Brannon of AHSTW, and the punter, Ben Sorensen of Tri-Center. Second team selections include from AHSTW, Jake Martin, Hayden Waltman, Gage Clay, and Adam Madsen, along with Brady Kanata. Also, IKM Manning's Stephen Grimm, Nathan Blankman, Ian Bornhoft, and Chris Munson. OABCIG had Ryan Booman, Austin Newquist, and Ryder Meek on the second team. Missouri Valley's second team picks include Chase Contreras, Zach Polson, and Nick Haynes. Logan Magnolia had Bo Giese and Jessup Lake on the second team. Trainers Jack Tarks and Austin Culcia were the second team picks from the Cardinals. Also, Tri-Center's Brant Barrier was a second team pick, along with Ben Kingery and Quentin Yonker from ACGC. The specialists included Caden Warden, Nick Hiller, Grant Strachey, and Ryder Meek. Honorable mention selections include Joe Kinkle, Gavin Fisher, Gabe Madsen, Jackson Waltman, Blake Osbar, and Cade Larson, all from AHSTW. Also locally, IKM Manning's Lucas Brown, Alex Lingle, and Dane Blom were honorable mention picks, along with Missouri Valley's Jackson Winchester, Jared Wilson, Trevor Whited, Stephen Murray, and Aaron Olson. From Logan Magnolia, Bo Peschel and Dalton Reese were honorable mention picks. Trainers Jaden Thiel, Luke Miska, Ryan Danker, and Jack Stogdahl were second honorable mention picks. Also on the honorable mention squad, Trevor Carlson, Jacob Manhart, Jordan Macias, and Cole Worley of Tri-Center, along with the ACGC's Colin Stowe, Gabe Rowley, and Logan Brinks. They also named some of the top performers. The district MVP, R.J. Harris, the quarterback from AHSTW. Davis Pattee of the Vikings was named the Coach of the Year. Assistant Coaches of the Year, Travis Chizik of OABCIG and Rick Baker of Missouri Valley. The Offensive Player of the Year, Chase Devitt of OABCIG, while the Defensive Player of the Year, Gabe Pauly from AHSTW. Well, the college football playoff says the national championship game will be held in Miami Gardens, Florida, Indianapolis, Inglewood, California, and Houston from 2021 through 2024. Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis will be the first cold weather site for the championship. That'll be in 2022. Also in college football news, Tennessee offensive tackle Brett Kendrick won't play Saturday against Southern Mississippi after leaving in the final minute of a loss at Kentucky last week. Volunteers coach Butch Jones didn't specify the nature of the injury that knocked Kendrick out of the Kentucky game. Northwestern running back Justin Jackson, Virginia linebacker Micah Kaiser, and Miami receiver Braxton Berrios are among 13 finalists for the William V. Campbell Trophy, which recognizes the top scholar athlete in college football. That winner will be announced December 5th at the National Football Foundation Awards Dinner and College Football Hall of Fame induction and will receive an additional $7,000 scholarship. Sticking with football from the NFL, the Patriots have signed former 49ers quarterback Brian Hoyer to be the backup to Tom Brady. Hoyer was released by San Francisco on Tuesday, a day after the team acquired Jimmy Garoppolo in a trade with New England. Hoyer began his career as Brady's backup in New England in 2009 and has spent time with seven NFL teams during his nine-year career. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco has joined the team on the practice field and is expected to start Sunday against the Titans. Flacco sustained a concussion last Thursday night in Baltimore's 40-0 victory over Miami, causing him to miss the second half. Lions offensive tackle Taylor Decker has taken a step forward in his comeback from a shoulder injury. Decker returned to practice Wednesday and was taken off the physically unable to perform list. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman says the organization has not yet determined whether to activate quarterback Teddy Bridgewater from the physically unable to perform list next week. Spielman says Bridgewater will be evaluated again following practice on Monday. Spielman will discuss the situation with coach Mike Zimmer, the medical staff, and Bridgewater's surgeon before a final call is made. Suspended Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has been conditionally reinstated by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and can begin to practice on November 20th unless he runs into further trouble. Gordon hasn't played since the 2014 season and will have to comply with personal conduct requirements. Gordon had been suspended indefinitely since 2016 for multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. Well, you can cross the Houston Astros off the list of major league teams without a World Series title. The Astros are the champions in their 56th big league season after a 5-1 win over the Dodgers in Game 7 of the World Series at Los Angeles last night. They did it with another big homer from George Springer and an outstanding performance from their bullpen. Houston was able to coast after scoring five times off losing pitcher Yu Darvish, who was lifted after just 1 2/3 innings for the second consecutive start. The Astros scored twice in the top of the first on an error by first baseman Cody Bellinger and an RBI grounder. Pitcher Lance McCullers later drove in a run with a second inning grounder before Springer's two-run homer made it 5-0 later in the second inning, chasing Darvish. Springer tied a World Series record with five home runs. He also became the first player to homer in four consecutive games during the same Fall Classic. Darvish also was lifted with two out in the second inning of Game 3, which the Astros won 5-3. His ERA for the series, 21.6. McCullers also received a quick hook, although he left with a 5-0 lead after allowing three hits over 2 1/3 innings. It was the first time neither starting pitcher got past the third inning in Game 7 of a World Series game, but that didn't matter once the Astros relievers began to frustrate the Dodgers. Andre Ethier ended Houston's series-clinching shutout bid with an RBI single in the sixth inning. That was the final hit of the year for the Dodgers as Houston's pen retired the final 11 hitters to wrap up the series. Winning pitcher Charlie Morton closed it out with four innings of one-run relief for the Astros last night. Well, Duke is number one in the Associated Press men's preseason college basketball poll for the second straight season and the ninth time as a program, matching rival North Carolina for the most all-time. Led by senior guard Grayson Allen and freshman phenom Marvin Bagley III, the Blue Devils received 33 of 65 first-place votes from a national media panel. Number 2 Michigan State received 13 first-place votes. Number 3 Arizona had 18, and number 4 Kansas got 1. Kentucky rounds out the top 5. They're followed by Villanova, Wichita State, Florida, the defending champion Tar Heels, and Southern California. Number 19 Northwestern is ranked in the preseason poll for the first time ever. Also in college basketball news, Michigan State forward Kyle Ahrens is out indefinitely after aggravating his injured right foot. He averaged 8-plus minutes in 34 games last year and had a chance to earn some playing time this season for the second-ranked Spartans. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.